We talked earlier with Jody Stewart about the Coming Homeless Connect and all the things that are made available, services, but actually hand-on merchandise that's handed out to people that are in need. Jody had a great idea several years ago for the Solotna Rotary Club to jump in. And what was happening here today, Jody?
So one of the needs that we find with Project Homeless Connect is feminine hygiene products. There's always a desire and a need for it, and it is something that is fairly expensive for folks that are in a vulnerable position to get. And so I brought to the club a few years ago doing feminine hygiene products because Rotary International supports maternal and child health, and what's more maternal than feminine hygiene products?
And those were all put in a package that will be handed out to Homeless Connect?
Yes, I'm going to actually be dropping them off. We just did a project here, putting them in Ziploc bags. They're going to go into backpacks over at Love Inc. tomorrow, and then they're going to be dispersed on Tuesday at Project Homeless Connect.
Now, are those also available other times throughout the year, these packets? Or are they put in the schools?
So, yes, there's another organization that does feminine hygiene products. We, as Soldotna Rotary Club, did a small project, and then a community agency took that on and has been doing feminine hygiene projects in the schools. As far as with Project Homeless Connect, anything that doesn't get used up in this event will be over at Love Inc., and folks that are having issues or need supplies can go over there and tell them what they need, and we'll get them hooked up.
You know, Jody, this is the time of the year when Rotary does the Freeze Ice Classic, and all funds go, of course, to Rotary projects. And a lot of the questions that we get from people buying tickets is, what does Rotary do? Well, from bucket trees last weekend to feminine hygiene packets for Homeless Connect to foreign exchange students, the list just kind of goes on and on, doesn't it?
It really does, and that's why I'm a very proud member of Soldotna Rotary Club.
And anybody who buys one of those raffle tickets is contributing to those things.
Absolutely. The freeze or no freeze concept is something that is going to be a boon for our community, not just with the excitement of what happens with the river, but more importantly, how we're going to be able to use those funds and multiply it for individuals that are in need.
Going right back to projects to restore the river and to keep it. We created the first handicapped access ever on the Kenai River, and hopefully someday we'll be able to have asphalt over there.
You know, every year we do more and more projects, and we make this community better every day. And I love being able to say, yeah, that's a Soldotna Rotary project.
It's people like Jody Stewart and the 80-some members that we have now at the Soldotna Rotary Club that take on these projects, as well as selling you those freeze or no-freeze tickets or peonies in the spring or whatever it is. I'm Merle Sikorsky over at the Soldotna Rotary Club, returning you to that service above South Sound of KSRM.